Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Mike Daugherty, and here's what's happening. SEPTA is making some changes in an effort to maintain social distancing during the coronavirus pandemic. Starting today, customers will be asked to board and exit from the rear doors. Passengers with disabilities will still be allowed to board in the front. SEPTA is also suspending onboard fare payments. They are limiting the number of riders per vehicle on buses, trolleys, and on the Norristown high-speed line. Buses will now have a maximum of 20 riders. Trolleys, it's 25, and no more than 30 people on the Norristown high-speed line. For more information, visit SEPTA.org. Philadelphia has more than 1,300 cases of coronavirus. 14 of them have been fatal. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Health Commissioner Tom Farley says the number of cases and the rate of increase is going up.
There are now 242 new cases of this infection since yesterday, an increase from 182 new cases that we reported yesterday.
Dr. Farley emphasized the virus does not discriminate. The cases are across the whole city and all demographics, though older people are at the greatest risk of death. 10 of the city's 14 fatalities were people over 60.
Fewer than 100 patients have needed hospitalization, so Farley says right now, hospitals do have excess capacity. Protective equipment, though, such as surgical masks, continues to be an issue. Managing Director Brian Abernathy says federal officials sent 9,000 masks, but they had dry rot and couldn't be used. FEMA is sending additional shipments, and there is some optimism those masks will be in better shape. Officials in Philadelphia are doubling the number of meals they're giving away during the stay-at-home order. Deputy Mayor Cynthia Figueroa says they knew demand would be high when meal distribution began on Monday.
I think we projected, just based on what we've seen at the youth meal sites, that they were going to be well utilized. I was a little surprised by how quickly it ran out.
Figueroa says on Thursday the sites will strictly adhere to the 10 till noon distribution schedule. There will be 40 sites and 16,000 boxes of food. Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro wants to help residents who are struggling right now financially because of the coronavirus, so he's working with banks throughout the state.
Pennsylvania and all of our small businesses need to know their rights and need to be protected, and that's why I engaged banks all across Pennsylvania and asked them to join me in adopting the Pennsylvania Care Package.
The PA Care Package extends small and medium business loan availability. It also offers 90-day grace period for mortgages and consumer loans, a 90-day window for relief from the late and overdraft fees, and it prohibits evictions and foreclosures for at least 60 days. In Montgomery County, there have been two new deaths reported, bringing the total now to 8. Dozens of new cases bring the county's total over 560 now. A 2-month-old is among those new cases. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Montgomery County Commissioner Val Arcus says plans for a surge capacity at the county's hospitals are in the works, but she can't say anything else until they're finalized. As far as PPE, or personal protective equipment like masks and gowns, she says they understand the struggles healthcare workers and first responders are dealing with.
We have been doing everything we could to get more PPE into our region. Like everybody else literally in the world, we are competing to get PPE.
She says they urge hospital workers and first responders to follow CDC guidelines while also asking everyone else to follow stay-at-home orders to try to protect the healthcare system. And in New Jersey, the case count is now nearly 18,700. 267 people have died. Governor Murphy is dealing not just with a pandemic, but its aftermath, as we hear from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
There's the economic plan, to be sure, and the governor's working on that, but he's worried about a possible encore of the virus after New Jersey has dealt with it, brought in from out of state.
We're sure as heck not going to go through the pain we're going through to go down the road and find, just because of some other non-compliant, non-aggressive policies in other states in America, having people from those states then coming back into New Jersey and restarting the fire.
Close to a quarter of the state's nursing homes now have at least one case of the virus. There are new rules in place to isolate infected residents while making sure everyone else is wearing a mask. That's the All Local. I'm Mike Daugherty. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play KYW News Radio.